This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. In a surprisingly gutsy move, the Lyric Repertory Company is playing the high voltage drama card again in its 2019 season. That gamble pays off beautifully in the Lyric's ongoing production of the award-winning drama Clyburn Park. Under the amazing direction of artistic director Adrian Moore, this show is a big winner, being marvelously performed by a brilliant ensemble cast. Written by Bruce Norris in 2010, Clyburn Park is considered to be a spin-off of A Raisin in the Sun, which the Lyric debuted earlier this season. The playwright's sizzling script delivers equal doses of drama and satire, making this Lyric production blisteringly funny on one hand and disturbingly thought-provoking on the other. The Lyric cast members don different characterizations in each act of Clyburn Park as their confrontations evolve from being based strictly on racial tensions to other motivations, including issues of political correctness, sexual orientation, and economic status. The performances are excellent across the board, but watch out for Jeremy Keith Hunter. He can steal scenes even when he doesn't have any lines to speak. Toby Tropper is also particularly amusing as a self-professed bleeding heart liberal until you get under his skin. Madison Kist displays real dramatic chops and delivers some of the play's most on-target satire with absolute aplomb. Other members of the show's ensemble are Paul Michael Sandberg, Kenny Bordieri, Elena Dunn, Julia Hockner, and A.J. Black. Additional performances of Clyburn Park are slated at the USU Black Box Theater through August 2nd. Summer in Utah can only mean one thing, that it's time for another season of Saturday's Voyeur at the Salt Lake Acting Company. If you've never seen this long-running annual musical parody of all things Utahn, shame on you! This show is updated every year to satirize our most current statewide embarrassments by co-authors Alan Nevins and Nancy Borgnecht, writing with tongues firmly in cheek and pens dripping good-natured poison. It's all good, clean fun, provided you have a genuine sense of humor and a thick skin. Matinees and evening performances of Saturday's Voyeur will be presented in a cabaret-style dinner theater atmosphere, Wednesdays through Sundays, from now until September 1. Those shows traditionally sell out, so plan to order tickets in advance. Audience members are encouraged to bring their own snacks and even picnic lunches. I should probably also mention that Saturday's Voyeur is the only BYOB theater experience in Utah that I know of. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.